If you have your Bibles, turn with me, please, to our text this morning, Acts chapter 5 and verse 29, obeying God rather than men. Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than men." And let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for today. Just thank you so much for your word and the guidance it gives. And Lord, we're looking at vaccine mandates coming down the road here in the United States. And I pray you just give us your wisdom to know how we need to respond. I pray you'd come to us now by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray you'd open your word and teach us from it. It's exactly what it is you want us to know. We ask all this in your name. Amen. Last Thursday, August the 19th, Cardinal Blaise Stupich of Chicago sent a letter to all the Catholic priests in the Chicago Archdiocese telling them that since Pope Francis had given his blessing to all the COVID vaccines, religious exemptions from those vaccines are against church teaching, and the Catholic priests should not be giving religious exemptions to the people in their churches. And this is a part of what Cardinal Stupich said in his letter. As a Christian, the best response is to be vaccinated, as a sign of charity and as a true expression of how we live out that great commandment, not only to love God, but to love our neighbor. Now, Cardinal Blaise Stupich has always been a tool of the left, and he has never once bucked the system. But folks, we can all see what's going on here. The pressure to get everybody vaxxed up is now coming from all sides. The Biden administration, the WHO, the CDC, the American Medical Association, Governor J.B. Pritzker, your local school board, and now even the Christian church. But not from me. And not because I am necessarily anti-vaccine, but because I am anti-vaccine mandate. And the text we have in front of us this morning tells us why. Acts chapter 5, verse 29, Peter and John had a choice to make. They could either obey God and keep preaching the gospel like he was telling them to, or they could obey the Jewish authorities and sit down and shut up. And they chose to obey God. And right now, at this point in our nation's history, we Americans have a choice to make too. We can obey God and make these COVID vaccines voluntary, or we can obey the powers that be and lie and manipulate people and make these vaccines mandatory. And our life, our health, our rights, our religious freedom, and the future of our country as we know it is hanging in the balance. Our text this morning, Acts chapter 5, verse 29, tells us three reasons why these vaccine mandates are wrong as we try to serve God in a free country. And let's look and see what those three reasons are. The first thing we see from this text, the first reason why vaccine mandates are wrong, is because the facts about the vaccines and the mandates don't support them. Now, I will say it again, like I've said a million times before. If you want to put on a mask, if you want to take a vaccine, do it. You are free citizens of a free country. You do whatever you think you need to do in order to keep yourself and your family safe. That's always been our policy at Fox River. It always will be. We don't mask or vaccine shame around here. I am not against people choosing to get a vaccine. I am against bureaucrats forcing people to get a vaccine. And the sad thing is, that is exactly what's happening right now, because the pressure to get the Fauci ouchie is everywhere today. And it's all based on lies and hype. COVID cases up 1,500%. Hospitalizations up 700%. ICU beds are filling up. The Delta variant is killing kids. And it's spreading just as fast as the chicken pox. Your kids are going to die. Everybody is going to die. What are we going to do? So the Biden administration mandates vaccines for the U.S. military and all federal employees. And J.B. Pritzker mandates vaccines for all school personnel and hospital and nursing home workers. Mayor of Chicago Lori Lightfoot mandates vaccines for all city employees and fire department and people in the police department. Colleges like Notre Dame say you don't have a vaccine, you can't go back to school. And Dr. Fauci says everything on two legs, 2 years old and older, now has to get stuck like a voodoo doll with vaccines and booster shots out the yin-yang because people are dying, for crying out loud. Now, for the 1 billionth time, COVID is not a hoax. People are getting it and people are dying from it. But here's the real facts about COVID. Deaths from COVID for people under the age of 70 outside of nursing homes are very, very rare. The Delta variant is more contagious than COVID, but 15 times less deadly. So the number of cases is going up, but the death rate keeps going down. And right now, the death rate from COVID is lowest that it's ever been. Delta is only one-third as contagious as the chicken pox. ICU beds are filling up, but with people suffering from other things besides COVID, because the number of ICU patients with COVID has actually dropped. Most children in ICU beds are there for other reasons than COVID. It's just reported that they are there for COVID. Of the 75 million children in America, only 387 have died with COVID, and all of them had serious pre-existing medical conditions. More children die of pneumonia every year in this country than all the children who have died from COVID in the last 2 years combined. I could go on and on. So COVID is not exactly the Black Death, and neither is the Delta variant. Joe Biden says the pandemic right now is among the unvaccinated, but that's not true either. Last August the 23rd, there were 160 million unvaccinated people in America and 659 COVID deaths in America that day. And even if all those deaths were among the unvaccinated, which they were not, that means the death rate for the unvaccinated people is 0.0004%. Which means this woman right here has a better chance of dying from playing football than she does of dying from COVID. And yet the COVIDians say the unvaccinated people are killing us all. The left says, be afraid and we will be your savior. Jesus says, don't be afraid because I am your savior. The facts do not justify the fear. They don't justify the mandates. The facts don't justify mask mandates either. Here's the facts about masks. The holes in the most common masks are 3,000 times bigger than the coronavirus particles. The most common blue mask worn in America is less than 10% effective in stopping the COVID virus. The COVID infection rate for children is only 0.013%. The transmission rate for children passing COVID on to teachers or adults is only 0.0252%. Do not put your trust in masks. In the summer of 2020, a study came out of Asia that proved asymptomatic people, meaning people who test positive for COVID but don't have any symptoms, don't spread the virus at all, which was only the entire basis for the whole lockdown and making everybody mask up like the Lone Ranger. People, it was totally and completely unnecessary. Israel right now has the highest hospitalization rate for COVID for any country in the world, 2 months after imposing a nationwide mask mandate. Buku countries all over Europe now haven't been masking kids in school since last June of 2020. And those kids are as fine and dandy as cotton candy. I can show you study after study after study where they compare students who don't have to wear masks in school to students who do have to wear masks in school. There is virtually no difference whatsoever in the infection rate at all. The CDC, with a budget of $42 billion, did a grand total of one study on masking in school and determined it was inconclusive. Meaning what? They didn't like the results that they got. And yet that was still enough to force 56 million school children in America to wear face diapers 7 to 8 hours a day. And every teacher in this room will tell you what a joke it is to try to keep a mask on a kid. Now again, if you want to put on a mask, do it. If you want to take that less than 10%, I have no problem with that. But there is no scientific justification whatsoever for making everybody else wear a mask too. None. Dr. Vinjay Padesh said this. There is no relevant science from the CDC to base their mask mandates on. So they're not following science, they're following science fiction. The facts don't justify the vaccine mandates either. Vaccinated people can still get COVID, they can still die from it, they can still pass it on to other people. Vaccinated people carry 251 times the viral load for COVID than unvaccinated people. Vaccinated people are 7 times more likely to get sick from COVID than unvaccinated people. The efficacy rate for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is only 66%, which means even with the vaccine, you still have a greater than 1 out of 3 chance of getting COVID. Israel is the most fully vaccinated country in the world, and 75% of their COVID hospitalizations are fully vaccinated people. So far, 169 fully vaccinated people in Illinois have died from COVID. I could go on and on. You say, Kevin, that's just vaccine disinformation. No, because too many times vaccine disinformation is truth about the vaccines they don't want you to hear. And why? Because these vaccines, regardless of what they tell you, are not really vaccines. They are gene therapy that alter your DNA. The vaccines contain mRNA that has never been used in human beings before. And because of that, too many people are dying. 19-year-old Simone Scott, freshman at Northwestern University, took her second dose of the Moderna vaccine last May the 16th and quickly developed a heart condition, went into heart failure. And even though that girl had a heart transplant last June the 11th, she still died. Not from COVID, but from the COVID vaccine. Now, am I saying that's going to happen to everybody who gets that shot? Of course not. But it's happening to too many. As of last August the 13th, there have been 595,621 adverse effects from vaccinations, 13,608 deaths all over the world. And that's a lowball number. And you know why that's happening? Because everybody's body, everybody's physical makeup, everybody's physiology and medical condition is different. That's why you can't force blanket experimental vaccines on your citizens. You say, well, Kevin, the FDA officially approved the Pfizer vaccine last August the 23rd. No, they didn't. That's another lie. Because the vaccine that they actually approved was one called Comirnaty that's not even being used now. Don't you have to wonder after a while why they have to keep lying to you about this? The facts don't justify the mandates. And millions of Americans realize it. And because of that, they're getting fed up like she is. Millions and millions of people all over this country are sick and tired of spineless officials hiding behind CDC guidelines that aren't based on any scientific evidence at all. And especially parents who have to send their kids to a school where they have to wear masks. So last April the 15th, a mother named Courtney Taylor from Atlanta, Georgia, went to the Gwinnett County School Board meeting and spoke her piece because her daughter has to go to a school that requires masks. This is what she said.
Health. If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. Tonight. This is not March 2020 anymore. We have three vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now. And every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6 year olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8 year olds. We don't care. We're still going to force you to carry a burden that was never yours to carry. Shame on us. My 6-year-old looks at me every month before I come here. She says, are you going to tell them tonight? Tell them I don't want to wear this anymore. And I say, baby, it's not time to fight that battle yet. I try to explain that there's so many things. But it's April 15th, 2021, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child. And I know what I'm going to be met with. But Ms. Taylor, the CDC, we did not vote for people at the CDC. We did elect leaders who do create policy. We elected the 5 of you. We chose you to make difficult decisions for our children. We chose you to make decisions that would be in our children's best interest, enforcing 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9-year-old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest. And this has to stop. Defend our children. My 6-year-old can't come up here and say this. It has to stop. Take these off of our children.
You go, Mama Bear. Now, I have no idea what that school board eventually decided about that issue, whether they paid attention to anything that lady said or not. But you know what? At least she had the guts to stand up and speak out about it. Christians, listen to me. All we can do is give people facts and truth, whether they acknowledge them or not, and then let God do with it whatever He wants to. So listen to me. I don't care how much these vaccine mandates are grinding your gears or ticking you off. Don't you dare stop. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't have a cow. Just keep giving people as much facts and truth and proof of evidence as you possibly can. And even more importantly, as much of the Word of God as you can. Because God's Word will not return void. And some way, somehow, eventually, the truth is going to set somebody free. The first reason why these vaccine mandates are wrong is because the facts don't justify them. We go on in this text, we see a second reason. A second reason why vaccine mandates are wrong. Not only because the facts don't justify them, but because it's illegal to force them. It is illegal to force people to take a vaccine. And the crazy thing is, we shouldn't even have to do that anyway. Because see, God gave us this incredible thing called an immune system that was specially designed by Him to fight off every single kind of virus that there is. And your natural immunity is a lot stronger and lasts far longer than any immunity that can come from any vaccine. So right now, all of our medical experts are doing everything they can to help us build up our natural immunity, like pushing zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D and therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, right? Wrong. They're not doing those things. And you know why? Because those things are cheap. The money isn't giving people the vaccine. Follow the money. So right now, all over America, there are pharmacists and drugstores who won't sell you ivermectin at all. There's drugstores in this country. They'll sell you RU486 abortion pills to kill an unborn baby, but they won't sell you ivermectin to keep you from getting COVID. So instead of making the vaccine mandates illegal, they're making what keeps people from getting COVID to start with illegal. Now, does this seem like a scam to anybody else, or is it just me? And even though vaccine mandates are illegal, everybody and his brother now is trying to shame you into getting the vaccine anyway. I've had people tell me, well, Kevin, you're not vaccinated. I am. You need to get a vaccine to protect me. And my question is, why? If you got the vaccine and you're supposedly perfectly hermetically sealed off from COVID for time and eternity, why does it matter to you whether I get vaccinated or not? My freedom does not stop where your fear starts. Well, you Christians, you should just do this for the good of everybody. Just do your Christian duty. It's your Christian duty to use your body to protect other people. Well, wait a minute. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 says, your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And because of that, the United States of America has always recognized something called personal bodily autonomy. Your absolute right to make decisions about what happens to your body and to prioritize your quality of life. So I'll call my own shots. Thank you. Well, Kevin, you just need to get the vaccine for the common good. No. Your body does not belong to the state. Your body does not belong to society. Your body does not belong to other people. Your body belongs to you and the Lord. And any time any part of your body is supposed to be used for the benefit of other people, and that thing particularly does not personally benefit you, it has to be voluntary. That's why even all kinds of good things that will help other people, like you donating blood or donating organs, that's still voluntary. And it has to be. Heaven's sakes, they can't even get your organs after you die unless you signed off on them while you were still alive. Very simply, nobody can do anything to your body according to the law without your okay. My body, my choice. And I know somebody's saying, well, Kevin, that's funny because you Christians don't follow that principle when it comes to abortion. And a girl's body, well, of course not, because in that case, it's not just a girl's body, it's a baby's body. A baby that has just as much right to personal bodily autonomy as the girl does, as anybody does. Christians, we use our bodies for all kinds of things that benefit society and benefit for other people. But that shouldn't have to include being a lab rat for an experimental vaccine. Well, Kevin, Romans chapter 13, verse 1 says you should get vaccinated because you should obey governing authority. And government's telling you to do that. Yeah, we obey the government till they tell us to do something illegal. Then Acts chapter 5, verse 29 kicks in. We will obey God rather than men. And that's why there are all kinds of laws right now on the books to protect you from having anything done to your body that's against your will. You say, but Kevin, the government's just trying to protect your health. It's not government's job to protect my health. That's my job. government's job is to protect my God-given constitutional rights, something they forgot about a long time ago. Now, because these vaccines being used right now are experimental, by law, they cannot force you to take them. And anybody who wants you to has to give you an opt-out, either for medical reasons or because they go against your religious convictions. Forced vaccine mandates are flat-out illegal. And according to FDA rules, if your boss wants you to get a vaccine, he has to provide you with up-to-date information about that vaccine, what it contains, what the ingredients are, what the possible side effects are. And there's people sitting in this church right now, listen to this sermon, I would bet my life right now that your boss hasn't done diddly squat when it comes to those requirements. It's just sit down, shut up, and roll up your sleeve. There's bosses and CEOs and foremen and supervisors, listen to this sermon right now. You are putting your employees through absolute hell with these vaccine mandates. And I realize most of it wasn't your idea, but where's your support for your employees? Because I guarantee you the vast majority of Christians are never going to take these vaccines. And you're going to lose some of the best employees you ever had. And because everybody and his brother today is sitting home collecting massive unemployment, good luck replacing them. And you also make your employees, unvaccinated employees, take these stupid tests twice a week that cost hundreds of dollars, tests for COVID, when the facts say vaccinated people have more viral load than the unvaccinated people. Do you talk about discrimination? And I know somebody's thinking, well, Kevin, the government can force you to get a vaccine. Because back in 1905, U.S. Supreme Court ruled that it was constitutional to force people to get a vaccine for smallpox. Yeah, but do you know what the death rate was for smallpox? 33%. Which means one out of every three people who got it died from it. And millions of people died from smallpox every year. You know what the death rate is for COVID? It's less than 1%. Don't tell me that forced COVID vaccine mandates are legal or justified. Vaccine mandates are wrong because they do violate conscience. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Christians should avoid anything that contaminates body or spirit. Spirit meaning conscience. And that's why, back in 1997, then Illinois Governor Jim Edgar signed the strongest Conscience Protection Act of any state in America. The Healthcare Right of Conscience Act. Here's a part of what it says. It shall be unlawful for any person, public or private institution or private official, to discriminate against any person in any manner, including but not limited to licensing, hiring, promotion, or any other privileges because of the person's conscientious refusal to receive, obtain, accept, or participate in any way in any particular form of health care services contrary to his or her conscience. And Christians, what that means is nobody can tell you to get a vaccine without giving you the opportunity to opt out because of religious exemption, because of religious convictions. Sorry, Cardinal Blaise Stupich, religious exemptions are not wrong at all. And I, for the life of me, can't figure out why he wrote that letter. And what that bill also means is your employer can't even ask you what your reasons are for your religious exemption. You don't have to justify to them your right to have a religious exemption. They have to justify to you why they think they have the right to stick a needle in your arm. And they can't. And according to that law, there's a $2,500 fine for every violation. And why do we Christians need an exemption from this vaccine? Because according to the Lozier Institute, every single vaccine that's being used right now use dead aborted baby cells to develop. Fetal cells are not in the vaccines themselves, and your HR department will probably tell you that during your interview. But baby cells were used to develop these vaccines. So if they're going to force you to take them, they are forcing you to violate the Ten Commandments and the sanctity of human life. And it is absolutely illegal to force anybody to have to choose between their faith and their job. Again, you chose to have the vaccine, that's your choice. I have no problem with that. Those of you who haven't, that's the rule that's standing behind your back. Now, folks, if you think these vaccine mandates are illegal, what's really behind them is illegal and wrong beyond belief. Back in October 2019, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with the World Economic Forum and the Johns Hopkins Society on Health and Safety, held a four-day conference called Event 201 with all the biggest movers and shakers from the New World Order movement. All the leaders from government, technology, medicine, business, communication, transportation, everybody. The Rockefeller Foundation was there that already has a vaccine passport for every single one of us in this country. Dr. Fauci was there, who lied through his teeth about the virus coming out of the lab in Wuhan, China. And for 4 days, they had a powwow discussing what would happen if, get this, a novel coronavirus escaped out of a lab and caused a worldwide pandemic that killed millions and millions of people all over the planet. Gee, does that sound familiar? And the phrase that they used to describe that pandemic at that conference was this, dark winter. So for 4 days, they discussed everything that could possibly happen and possibly be caused by a worldwide pandemic. And what do you know? It mirrored exactly, absolutely everything that the coronavirus pandemic caused. PPP shortages, lockdowns, financial collapse, end of civil liberties, riots, communication breakdowns, and, wait for it, vaccine mandates. Bingo. And you know what they took a whole day to discuss and plan for? How to censor disinformation that people would put out about the virus. And how to deal with people who are resistant to taking the vaccine. And when did Event 21 happen? 10 weeks. Just 10 weeks before the first reports of coronavirus started coming out of the lab in Wuhan, China. And folks, if you think this stinks to high heaven, you've got good reason. Because there was only one newspaper in the entire world that covered Event 201. And then after it was over, Bill Gates denied it ever happened. And then Dr. Fauci makes this prediction that the Trump administration is going to have to deal with a worldwide pandemic. And all during his presidential campaign, Joe Biden referred to the pandemic as what? A dark winter. Exactly the phrase that was used in that conference. So folks, the richest, most powerful foundation in the history of the world, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that is dying to vaccinate everybody on the planet, hosts a conference where they predict and plan for a worldwide pandemic that comes true just 10 weeks later. So Kevin, are you saying the pandemic was really the plandemic? I'm not saying, I'm just saying. But folks, doesn't it seem like to you that virus was purposely released? Doesn't it seem like to you that they knew this was coming ahead of time? Doesn't it seem like Event 201 was a dress rehearsal for a pandemic that started just 10 weeks later? And if that's true, not only are these vaccine mandates illegal, what's behind it is illegal. And not only illegal, but evil to the core and the crime of the ages. The second reason why vaccine mandates are illegal and wrong is because it's illegal to force them. We go on in this text, we see a third thing. A third reason why vaccine mandates are wrong. Not only because the facts don't justify them, not only because it's illegal to force them, but third and worst of all, it's taking freedom away. And I realize there's way too many people in this country who don't care about freedom at all anymore. Actor Arnold Schwarzenegger was asked if he thought vaccine mandates infringes on people's freedom. You know what he said? Screw your freedom. See what I mean? 70% of Americans say they support mask mandates. Over 60% of Americans say they support vaccine mandates. Government forcing a needle in your arm. And you know why? Because the left has done a tremendous job scaring the living hell out of people when it comes to COVID. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid. And if you give us your freedom, we will give you security. Benjamin Franklin said this, those who would trade liberty for security deserve neither. Because people don't realize government cannot give you security because government cannot make COVID go away. COVID is always going to be around now for good, from here on out, just like the flu that comes back every winter. So everybody needs to make a decision. How much COVID risk are you willing to deal with and still live free? And listen, you better decide in a hurry. because the left continues to take away our freedom, using this COVID as an excuse, not because they're following the science, but because they are following an agenda. University of Connecticut right now is taking unvaccinated students, fining them $2,500 and cutting them off from campus internet links. In the city of Philadelphia now, unvaccinated people have to wear two masks everywhere they go. In the state of Oregon, everybody has to wear a mask even when you are outside by yourself. People, that's insane. Here in the state of Illinois, 93% of all citizens age 65 and older have already been vaccinated. We've protected the most vulnerable people. Everybody else has either chosen to get vaccinated or chosen not to get vaccinated, knowing they have to live with the consequences of their decision, like we have to do with everything else in life. So it's time to move on and let everybody get on with their lives. But see, the left won't let you do that, because the left can't stand the fact that you are free to make a choice about this vaccination. They can't stand it. Because they're better than you are, and they are smarter than you are, and you're too stupid to make a decision about anything. So you got to do what they tell you to do. And that's why last August the 4th, because evidently we don't have a state legislature in Springfield anymore, King J.B. Pritzker imposed a mask mandate on all Illinois schools, even though there's absolutely no scientific evidence whatsoever that mask mandates stop the spread of COVID. He says they do. Okay. And 57 schools and school districts opposed him. But now 17 of those 57 have caved because JB pulled their state funding and their state recognition, and the kids can't play sports and their diplomas aren't going to count. See, JB Pritzker can send your kid to school in Illinois with a mask on while his own daughter goes to school in Florida where kids don't have to wear masks at all. You know, the state that J.B. Pritzker constantly slams for not having mask mandates, the governor of our state is nothing but a hypocrite. Amen. See, at the very beginning, remember, the goal was to what? Wear a mask to flatten the curve so the hospitals weren't overrun. They keep moving the goalposts. Now the goal is COVID zero. So if there's even one case of COVID anywhere on the planet, we've got to mask up till the end of time. Or at least until the 2022 midterm elections, so everybody can vote by mail-in ballots again, because we know how well that worked the last time we did it. Everybody masked and everybody vaxxed, and get used to it. But people, listen to me. Don't you dare. Don't you dare conform and comply with that, because that's exactly what they're banking on. Is this the kind of country you want to live in? Is this the kind of future that you want for yourself and for your kids? And if it isn't, then we've got to fight against it like they did. Last April the 30th, Glenview School District number 34, all teachers and staff were told, you don't get the vaccine, you're fired. So you know what they did? They called the Christian legal ministry Liberty Council. Liberty Council came in and sued that school on behalf of teachers and staff for violating the Teachers and Staff Right of Conscience Act. And they won the case. So today, teachers and staff at Glenview School District number 34 do not have to get vaccinated. They did something. Last August the 16th, 500 people in Yorkville marched down Route 47 to protest the mandate. Last August the 25th, students at Yorkville High School staged a walkout to protest the mask mandate. More and more parents are speaking up at school board meetings. And you say, well, Kevin, what good is all that going to do? At least they have the backbone to stand up to the COVIDians and say, we're not going to follow along like sheep to the slaughter. At least their kids will know that when it counted the most, their parents didn't stay silent. And there are state representatives, there are superintendents, there are school board members listening to this sermon right now. I've got to ask you a question. Where in the world are you? You've got teachers whose pensions are being held hostage by a thug governor. You've got parents who pay for that school that you work in, that pay for your salary. So quit hiding in the tall grass behind the CDC guidelines because they elected you to represent them. Where's the pushback against the tyranny? For crying out loud, do something. Call somebody. Call Liberty Council. Call the American Center for Law and Justice. Call America's frontline doctors. Call Roto-Rooter, for crying out loud. Do something. There's some Christians listening to this sermon right now. For the love of God, snap out of it. Don't you care that your freedom is being taken away? And it's never going to stop until we stop it. Ever. So it's time for mass resistance, because they can't possibly arrest us all at the same time. But listen, if we're going to resist, we've got to do it right now, because that window of opportunity is closing fast. You do realize this COVID thing is never going away, right? Ever. Because there's always going to be another variant. How many letters in the Greek alphabet? So when the left tells you that the vaccine is the fastest way back to normal, they're lying to you. Because they have no intention of ever letting anything go back to normal again. It's just going to be one constant, never-ending surge and lockdown after the other until they get America turned into a socialist hellhole. It's all about you getting that vaccine. That's why any question about the vaccine gets censored just like that on social media. Goodbye, First Amendment. That's why the administration now is encouraging people to turn on the unvaccinated. That's why Joy Behar says on The View, if you choose not to get a vaccine, you're committing mass murder. It is so bad, I kid you not. Right now, anybody who disses the vaccine in any way, shape, or form in a public venue, your name gets put on the terrorist watch list of the Department of Homeland Security. So all you anti-vaxxers, you're right up there with ISIS-K and Al-Qaeda right now. Just where I'm at. If these vaccines get mandated, here's what they're going to do to you to try to force you to take them. They'll dock your paycheck. They'll give you special fines. They'll deny you medical care. They'll deny you gun permits, driver's licenses, VA benefits, Social Security benefits, credit cards, marriage licenses. They'll deny you access to hotels, gyms, grocery stores, restaurants. I could go on and on and on. These vaccines get mandated. They will be able to turn on your life just like that. Right now, the admission to society is 2 COVID shots. But if they force you to take this vaccine, what's next? Gardasil? Birth control? Wearing yellow stars on your clothes? And if you think that's far-fetched, there is no lie that they won't tell. There is no power of freedom that they will not grab. And what they will never tell you is, why do they want all 7.8 billion people on this planet vaccinated for a virus that 99.95% of people survive even without a vaccine? It's all about getting the vaccine. And I hate to tell you, but you want to know why? Back in early 2020, the World Economic Forum under Klaus Schwab and the United Nations and the World Health Organization and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and all kinds of other globalist organizations came out with the concept of the Great Reset. And this is not a lie. I am not making this up. It comes directly off their websites. The idea of destroying capitalism all over the world and replacing it with one world government and one world economy. And the idea is for the global elite to take control of all the world's resources and create one central world bank with cryptocurrency, like digital money that you can spend online. And then with nanotechnology that can be injected into your body with a vaccine, they can trace and track and control every single person on this planet, everything they think, and everything they do. If you obey your enlightened master, you get cryptocurrency added to your digital account. If you disobey your enlightened master, you get cryptocurrency deducted from your account. All to get you to fight against so-called man-made climate change. So we all become cyborg robots controlled by Big Brother. And again, this is not Twilight Zone. It comes directly off the website of the World Economic Forum. This is the plan. And folks, the crazy thing is, what they need to pull that off is already in place. Bill Gates already has patented his quantum dot vaccination system that can inject nanotechnology into your body. And the 5G global satellite system that he's building right now will be able to track every single person on the planet with that implanted in them. Then they needed a worldwide pandemic to scare everybody into taking that vaccine and going along with it. So what do you know? November 2019, here comes a pandemic. The coronavirus out of Wuhan, China, and now the Delta variant, and how many other Delta variants that need to come along after this one? And to finally complete the transition, they needed to destabilize the world economy so that people would get so sick of capitalism, they would want a one-world government to take over. But the problem is, mid-2020, the world economy was restabilizing because the American economy was restabilizing under President Donald Trump. So we have to use a rigged election to get rid of Donald Trump, enter Joe Biden and his New World Order administration. You say, well, Kevin, Joe Biden would never do anything for the Great Reset. People, he's already done it. Some of the first things that Joe Biden did when he got into office were what? He reconnected America to the World Health Organization. That's working for a one world government 24/7. Then he canceled the investigation into the lab in Wuhan so that nobody would find out where the virus really came from. Then in his first 8 months, he's added $10 trillion in new spending to the national debt, causing hyperinflation and causing the worldwide economy to have a case of the shakes. His last infrastructure bill, he called for the end of the use of all fossil fuels by 2035 to save the planet. And get this, the conversion of regular currency into cryptocurrency to incentivize people's behavior. Or didn't you read the entire infrastructure bill? And he's demanding vaccines left and right. Last August the 25th, during a speech, he called on all business owners to force their employees to get a vaccine. I could go on and on. So Joe Biden, or whoever the president is right now, is doing everything that the Great Reset calls for to a T. People, I am running out of conspiracy theories because my conspiracy theories keep coming true. And here's the kicker. Ever since 2004, all the globalists and the New World Order people have been using a slogan that symbolizes and summarizes everything they're really trying to do. The United Nations uses it. The World Economic Forum uses it. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation uses it. Every world leader from Boris Johnson in England to Justin Trudeau in Canada uses it. And every single time it's used, it always means exactly the same thing. Creating a brave new world where we are all just mind-numbed robots. No rights, no freedom, no purpose, no joy, blindly obeying our enlightened masters, enslaved to them, doing whatever they tell us to do so that we can be safe. And what is that slogan we're talking about? Build back better. What do you know? Exactly the same slogan used by Joe Biden in his 2020 presidential campaign. Bingo. Folks, just because something is unbelievable doesn't mean it can't be true. Now, nobody in their right mind would ever want any part of that kind of a freak show if they knew all the details. That's why they got to keep lying to you. That's why they got to keep scaring the daylights out of you and manipulating you until you take that first absolutely critical step, getting that government-mandated vaccine. Because see, once they can mandate this vaccine, there's nothing stopping them from mandating the next one. The one that changes everything forever. Last August 4th, when Governor J.B. Pritzker announced his mask mandate for all schools in Illinois, one school, Liberty Christian Academy in Arlington Heights, said, no, we will not comply. And even after August the 27th, when J.B. Pritzker threatened to pull their state funding, their state recognition, cancel all their sports, Liberty Christian Academy again said, no, we will not comply. And folks, you talk about a scary situation, trying to buck the power of the state. Because 56 other schools oppose them at first too. And they're falling. They're all caving one after the other. Liberty Christian Academy is not caved. And you know why? Because they believe with all their hearts that the people who should make health decisions for kids are the kids' parents. What a novel idea. And they also believe that kids can survive without sports, but they cannot survive without the blessing that comes from obeying God. The director of that school is a pastor named Calvin Lindstrom. This is what he said. We teach young people to be followers of Jesus Christ, and that sometimes following Christ means taking a stand for what's right, even when it's not popular, even when it costs you a lot. And that's exactly what we're doing. And it's not easy because we're facing something that's a lot bigger than we are. And we don't know what's going to happen in the future if we don't comply. But we are trusting God. Because right now, our country is at a crossroads. And if we don't take a stand for freedom now, we're going to lose it. And we will never get it back. There's people sitting in this church right now listening to this sermon. You're in a situation right now, too, that's a lot bigger than you are. And it's scaring you to death. And it's tearing you apart. Because you're being pressured right now by the powers that be to take this vaccine and do something that you know you shouldn't do. And you have no idea what's going to happen to you in the future if you comply or if you don't comply. But listen to me. We are going to trust God. Because even though this situation is bigger than us, this situation is not bigger than Him. And we are at a crossroads. So Christians, listen to me. Either we're going to choose to obey the left and sit down and shut up and surrender everything that we know and believe and cherish. Or we're going to stand up and obey God and say, we will not comply. Because the freedom we lose today, we will never get back tomorrow. And life is too short to live without it. We will not wear a mask. We will not get a vaccine. We will not show you a vaccine passport. We will not give up our freedom. Not now, not ever. But Christians, listen to me. If we're going to do that, we've got to do it right now. While there's still enough of us left who still care. While there's still enough of us left who are still willing to get down on our knees and cry out to God to turn this whole thing around before it really is too late. Let's pray. Lord, we're living in absolutely crazy times. I just pray for every person in here, every single one of us, me and my own wife included. We have to make a decision about this. And I just pray, Lord, for the people who have gotten vaccinated. There is no ill will here whatsoever for them. They made a decision between you and them for whatever reason. I just pray for the people, too, Lord, who haven't been vaccinated yet. God, give them the strength and the courage. And I know, Lord, it's scary. Somebody's holding your pension. They're holding your job over your head. God, help us. Help us, Lord. Give us your wisdom. Give us your strength. Give us your courage. Most of all, Lord, I pray that your church, your people would rise up. Even vaccinated people should be against somebody being forced to. That we would rise up against this stupidity and this madness. There's no scientific basis for it. God, we need to get on with the work of your kingdom. Your people are being threatened. We just ask, Lord, that you would step in and intervene. Give us courage for our times. All these things we ask in your name and thank you. Amen.